football.
Hey, we're going to get back to the show in just a second, but a quick shout out to Federated Mutual Insurance Company. Federated is here to help business owners, and they've been helping business owners in the state of Minnesota for over 100 years during pandemic periods and non-pandemic periods. It really just helps tremendously to have an insurance company that gives you peace of mind as you navigate the challenges of running a business. When you partner with Federated, you get more than just a policy. You benefit from over a century of experience in making businesses as successful as they can be. Visit federatedinsurance.com to find your local representative. And remember, at Federated Mutual Insurance Company, it's our business to protect yours. So we have Mike Greenberg on our show yet. That was super fun, right? Greeny was great. Would you guys agree?
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Awesome. He'll be on next week again, right?
Well, he said. Yeah, he said he'll come on next week.
Let's do this again next week.
He said he's going to keep picking against the Vikings. He is the kiss of death. And if the Vikings do beat the 49ers, he will come on again next week. And it was a good conversation yesterday.
Really, really good conversation. I enjoyed it.
In fact, we even looped him into one of our favorite segments. Reckless speculation has just become part of our DNA here on the Mackie and Judd with Rami show. We just
what we do.
Reckless speculation.
We can't get enough of it. So we're going to play you two clips here. All right. The first clip is just taking you back to yesterday's show. And it's just the fun that we had with Mike Greenberg and speculating about things around the NFL.
Yeah, you asked him about where he thinks Tom Brady should play. Yeah. This is part of what he said.
And then we're going to play a clip illustrating how much he loved joining our show yesterday, apparently.
Look, there are a lot of fun places he could go. But if I were a soon-to-be 43-year-old quarterback, the only consideration I would have at this point is where can I go that I have the best chance to win? And it might sound ridiculous, but if you look at the places that might be interested in a quarterback, you know, if you look at the place that he might have a real chance to win, I think might be Tampa. I was just on the radio with the guys in Tampa an hour ago, and they kind of sold me on this.
Wow.
You know, they have a bunch of really good receivers. They got a good running back. They got a bunch of young players. They have a bad division. I think Atlanta won a few games late. Otherwise, they were going to rebuild completely, and they probably should. I think New Orleans' last best chance during this kind of run, your Vikings took away from them. You know, the Panthers are starting over again with a new coach and everything. So I think that's a winnable division. And I think that at this stage in his life, the weather, I think, would be good for him. I don't think he needs to be playing in, you know, 9 degrees with a lot of wind. So I think that he would have a chance to win games there. Everyone is pointing to the Chargers, and there are a lot of obvious reasons why that makes sense. So that's another one that I would keep an eye on. And then you never know what surprise he may pull. But to go back to the beginning of it all, if I were in his shoes, the only thing I'd be taking into consideration is where do I have the best chance to win? And honestly, my feeling is for him, the best chance to win next year would be back in New England.
Reckless speculation.
Right, we need to welcome Greeny to the club. That was a master class in speculation.
He's part of the brand now. Absolutely.
And so we're going to do something here now, of which we are not proud. But it is a new segment. We're going to call this reckless speculation because everyone's doing it and it's too much fun not to take part in. And that is, let's just speculate about places that Brady might go should he choose to leave New England. And the first one is the one everyone has been talking about. How much sense do you think it makes for Tom Brady to go to the Los Angeles Chargers?
I think it makes a ton of sense. And like,
we continue our reckless speculation here with where Tom Brady might go. How about the Dolphins? Start with you, Graziano.
That was from Get Up this morning on ESPN.
Completely ripped us off.
You know what we are?
Even on the same topic.
You know what we are?
On the same topic of Tom Brady.
We are a little band that Greeny ducked in to watch, but he's in a big band, and he watched our show, and he's like, I sort of like those lyrics. Huh. I think I'm going to borrow them.
This happens to comedians.
This is a stand-up comedian thing.
This happens to comedians. I was actually just listening to Dana Carvey a few weeks ago on the Howard Stern show, and he was talking about how Robin Williams unknowingly, because sometimes you just see stuff, you forget you saw it, and then it's in your subconscious. Next thing you know, you're on stage performing it. Robin Williams kind of stole the church lady bit and was doing it in some of his stand-up, and it was driving Dana Carvey crazy because Robin Williams was already Robin Williams, so you can't go up to him and be like, dude, you're stealing my bit. But he said, I became infatuated with getting that on TV because whoever gets it on TV first It's theirs. They own it, regardless of the origin. That's just how it works. Yeah. Greeny just took our bit to TV.
And how do you guys feel about it?
A little bit conflicted. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little conflicted here today.
I'm actually, delighted.
I feel honored. I'm kind of into it. Yeah.
I'm a little conflicted.
You know what? Get it out there.
Reckless speculation.
And just to be clear, Jonathan, can you play the first one again? Because I just want to make it clear, because some people might be saying, well, why don't maybe they've been doing it for a long time. No, listen to the clip. Yeah.
Look, there are a lot of fun places
No, sorry. The his first clip from Get Up.
And so we're going to do something here now, of which we are not proud. But it is a new segment. We're going to call this Reckless Speculation. Because everyone's doing it, and it's too much fun not to take.
And then you know what he did? All due respect, Mike Greenberg. I hope you're on the show next week. You know what this guy did after that? Remember, he told us that his theory about Tom Brady to Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
It was an idea that he had on the Tampa station that he did a hit with.
No, they told him that.
Before he came on with us. Yeah, they gave him the idea. He does our bit of Reckless Speculation.
Yep.
And then throws out the Tom Brady to Tampa thing, which he got from a Tampa station.
But in fairness,
the whole thing.
He did credit.
He credited the team. He credited the Tampa station.
Okay,
but
all right.
He threw out the Rams first on the television
side. Does Greeny just do the radio round so he can go on Get Up and do what we do?
That's speculation.
And
I got to admit, I love it. Doesn't bother me one bit.
Really?
Good for him.
No conflict whatsoever.
Zero. Nah. Zero. I mean, next to
Jonathan, you too. I'm like, the only one here.
Like, what's with it?
Like, what's he going to say? I was on a radio station in Minneapolis saying, but I don't know.
Yes.
Okay.
I like it.
So or tell us. Like, when I watched anybody else watch Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives with Guy Fieri.
It's one of my favorite shows.
Well, Guy Fieri has restaurants all over the country.
Yep.
And if a chef makes something that he really, really likes, he'll just say right to their face, hey, man, just letting you know, I'm going to steal this from my restaurants. This is going to be on my menu. He at least tells them. Greeny could have said to us, I love this bit. I'm going to do it tomorrow on Get Up. He could have done that, and I've been cool.
Or even, like, if you would have said, hey, like this morning, we're going to introduce a new segment, hat tip to my guys in Minneapolis or whatever. Would that have made you feel better?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Not totally better?
I'm actually...
Not totally better.
The more I think about it...
Doesn't bother me.
I am actually 100% okay with him blatantly ripping it off and then me just like happening to catch it on TV.
See, you guys are painting me to be the egotistical
Here's what's impressive, though.
Well, egotistical diva.
You are.
Reckless speculation.
Here's what's impressive, though. So he must have gone into the production meeting that these guys have, right?
Mm-hmm.
Probably early, and been like, I was on the station and they did this bit called Reckless Speculation.
You think he gave us credit in the meeting?
And the production people. TV, you don't just break that out.
Well,
I think you mentioned it and they're like, oh, that's really, sounds good.
But do you think he gave us credit behind the scenes to the producers? Or do you think he just said, I woke up this morning and thought,
I had a great, guys, I had this great idea.
I bet he gave us credit behind the scenes. I mean, I don't really care, but I bet he did.
At least I didn't steal the sounder.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
That would be great.
Actually, let's reenact this as if they had stolen the sounder too. Okay? Jonathan, you play that second clip, the first clip from when he introduces the segment.
And so we're going to do something here now, of which we are not proud. But it is a new segment. We're going to call this Reckless Speculation, because everyone's doing it and it's too much fun not to take part in.
Speculation.
And that is, let's just speculate about places that Brady might go, should he.
The best part is if they did steal it, and Manny gets rich, gets to be the voice.
Manny gets hired
ESPN.
As the voice of ESPN.
I mean, he's got the pipes to do it.
Manny could be the voice of ESPN.
He is on vacation this week,
and he's got the pipes.
Wait a second, is it a coincidence that Manny is on vacation for a couple days here,
mm-hmm.
disappears, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden,
mm-hmm.
out in Bristol or New York City?
Reckless speculation.
All I'm saying is, what if he's got a high rise in Manhattan that he just put a bid down on?
Yeah.
Manny Hill.
Amazing.
Living what if he had a sleepover at Mike Greenberg's house before he got the job, a la Jerry Jones and Mike McCarthy?
So Greeny's house? Probably big enough.
Probably pretty nice.
Last thing on this, because you are a stand-up comedian,
yes.
Rami Makhlouf.
Yes.
Let's say you're doing a small club somewhere, or even maybe you're doing open mic night at Acme or something.
Sure.
And there's a huge act in town and they just want to swing over and they're not going to get, they just want to kind of observe things. And maybe they're testing out some material open mic too.
Mm-hmm.
And, let's say it's Jim Gaffigan.
All right.
Just some big headliner national guy comes in and is observing you. You know that he's in the room. And then you watch his next Netflix special, and it's like 3 minutes verbatim of something
Dude,
that you
irate.
Tested up.
I'm irate, furious. Like, you wouldn't even be able, it would be off the scales anger if that happened. Absolutely. Now, I've had jokes that other, without ever seeing me, I see famous comedians go on TV and do, and they're similar to what I'm thinking. And in that case, I'm kind of flattered because I'm like, okay, I must be on the right track here if I'm writing a similar joke or the same joke as fill in the blank. You know what I mean? But if somebody saw me, went and did my joke and made a whole bunch of money doing it. No, man, that's my product. That's my commodity. When I write a joke and craft it and hone it and get it to the point where I think it's ready for paid audiences, that's a commodity and a product that I put
speculation
and sweat into making. And now somebody's just going to take that without all that time and effort and sweat and go make money on it.
Okay. My new goal is to go snipe a couple of Rami stand-up bits and then send them out to major stand-up comedians.
There's gotta be a comedian or two, though, that if that happened, you might be PO'd, but you'd also be like, oh my gosh,
if they just flat out stole it? No, man.
There's nobody?
If Conan O'Brien took a joke of yours, you wouldn't be, like, even a little bit honored by it?
No, not if I knew it was just stolen. Actually, because now who how much of your act is yours? That's what it would make me wonder. And how much of it is you just going around watching people who have worked on their craft and come up with these jokes?
All right.
You're a fraud.
Should we be honored that Greeny stole Reckless Speculation and brought it to Get Up this morning? Should we be honored or should we be a little bit ticked off? 651-646-8255.
I'm conflicted. I'm okay I see that. What you guys are saying about feeling honored.
I'm honored.
I get it.
Honored completely.
But also conflicted a little bit.
Not conflicted.
I think it's hilarious.
Not conflicted. I think it's great.
I'm literally like, I'm waking up this morning. I flip on the TV and it's like the first thing out of the gate.
My phone beeps at like 7:38. I'm like, who the heck is texting me?
Amazing.
Sitting there eating breakfast and all of a sudden I'm watching video of them doing Reckless Speculation. It's great.
You mentioned Conan O'Brien telling a joke that I told. Remember when Randall Simon hit the sausage? He was a player for the Pirates.
Yeah, I was.
He hit the sausage with the bat in the sausage race at Miller Park. And I said, this is the most headlines somebody's going to get for beating a sausage since Pee Wee Herman in that theater. And that night, I told that joke, and that night, Conan O'Brien said almost the same exact joke. But that was like, he and I both, or whoever wrote it, just both pulled that out of the air. And that's one of those moments where I was like, oh man, that's pretty cool. Like I'm on the same track as somebody who's made it in this business. That is a cool experience. But somebody seeing your act and stealing your act is a whole different thing.
Yeah. Kind of into it.
I'm thrilled.
651-646-8255. Should we be into it or do you take Rami's side on this? Real quick too, Tom Brady sent out this Instagram post.
Hold on, I don't know if this is a joke or not. CP Rick just tweeted in. ESPN SportsCenter just let off their show with a Reckless Speculation segment.
What?
Reckless Speculation.
I don't know if he's telling the truth or not. No, SportsCenter isn't on yet.
It's not on yet. I think it's a joke.
Okay.
I don't know. SportsCenter's always on. What do you mean SportsCenter's not on yet?
Somewhere, that's true.
Flip through and find out. Just go to one of the 8 ESPN channels and see if it's on.
Did they actually, Rick, if you're listening... Did they actually use Reckless Speculation?
And it's not on the main right now, so the only thing it would be on is...
I love how Judd instantly knows like every corridor and corner of the ESPN afternoon schedule.
Yeah, I mean,
we used to do the morning show.
That was my life. Come home and watch. Pardon the interruption.
All right, Mike in Minneapolis, you're out with Mackie, Judd, and Rami.
You guys should be calling a lawyer right now. Oh, my God.
Thank you.
And I would be so mad. I don't even like that show. And to make the fact that they stole it, and I love your guys' show, by the way.
Thank you.
And the fact that they stole it, oh my God, sue ESPN right now.
Thanks
so
for
Mike,
the call.
So Mike, I think we would have had to copyright the phrase, though, guys.
I don't know if I'm going that
but
far.
Wait. I don't think, because we've never trademarked Reckless Speculation.
No, but I think
we don't own it.
I don't know if I'm not a lawyer. I know that would shock some of you, but I think with creative property, if it's on record as something that you've done, it's automatically copyrighted. It's automatically trademarked as yours.
Lawyers, call us right now.
I think that's the case.
I need to know.
So even though we are the ESPN radio affiliate in the Twin Cities, you're saying, bleep it. Let's file a lawsuit. Let's get litigious and see what happens.
I didn't go as far as file a lawsuit. I didn't go that far.
Who's going to bankroll this lawsuit? I said
I'm conflicted. I don't know. I'm not. Not me.
Who's got the money to bankroll this thing for us?
I'll do endorsements for an entertainment lawyer. If any of them are out there. Hey,
Jim in Lakeville, you're on the show.
Rami's all over this, guys. This is called intellectual property, and if you don't protect it, you're silly. I mean, this is your bit for Greeny to steal it. You got to call him out on it next week.
Okay, but what are we going to get from Greeny for this?
I think we get a little bit of that sweet Greeny contract that he got when he went to get up. Don't
if
we?
I don't get part of the $6 million, I really don't care.
you ought to at least get a mention on the show. But that leads to a question, why are you watching that? Because that's the worst show I've
seen. I love the show.
You know, I didn't like it at the beginning, but what I did say about it is it takes time for, like, when you're taking on a project that big, and that's a big project, it takes time to find your footing and find yourself as a show. And I gave it a chance. I can't say I stuck with it. I stopped watching for a while, came back, and it is 100 times better than it was when they first started.
Totally agree. Jim, thank you go ahead.
I would say, I guess next time I have a day off, I'll spend some time and watch it. But seriously, intellectual property, if you don't guard it, nobody else will. I'd at least get him to give you credit for it.
All right, Jim, thank you. Thank you so much.
It sounds like a curbed episode at this point.
It's
intellectual property.
Two calls that are saying this should be a lawsuit. Like, I wasn't even going that far, but now I'm starting to think. Like,
they sound like they know what they're talking about. That's a scary thing.
Maybe, dude. This is our intellectual property.
Reckless speculation.
I don't know, guys. I don't know.
It's come a long way from the day where
I started conflicted. Now I'm just
stop with that crap.
But here's another way to view it. Okay.
Uh huh.
You come out with a hit song that reaches a certain level. Like we're an indie band,
yeah.
And it's a song that becomes sort of a cult like popular. Okay. And then another band comes along and decides, I'm going to sample this or I'm going to put my own spin on it. I suppose in that case, like you could probably sue for that.
Yes, you can sue.
I think so.
But that's a copy. But that song is copyrighted. My point is, these are two arbitrary words that we put together in a bit. Do we own the right to it?
Boy, I think we should lawyer up and find out.
Yeah, I went to copywriting school, but not pre-law.
If you want to pay the money to get said lawyer, then
don't we have lawyers on what you call that? What do you call that?
On retainer staff? Or on staff?
On retainer.
On retainer.
Don't we have lawyers on retainer here at Hubbard Broadcasting?
We have lawyers.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's go.
They're probably right upstairs.
Let's go to JD here.
You want me to go up there and talk to him?
March up there right now.
You want me to go up right now and talk to him?
It's 4:52. They're gone.
JD, you're on the show.
Yeah. So a few years ago, I do a lot of local work for ESPN when they come to town. So I'm walking around the field with the producer for a Gopher football game. And remember, this is a few years ago, I said, I don't know why they don't put little cameras in the pylons. That would be such an easy thing to do.
Shut up.
The very next year, they were everywhere.
Well, you said that to a producer of the college football broadcast?
Of a college football, yeah, a local. You know, they flew in for like the 3:30 game or something. But I think it's more along the lines of like, I'm sure somebody else was thinking of that, but it's just fun to, you know, say, oh yeah, I thought of that.
That producer went right back to corporate and is like, I got an idea.
You'll never believe. I met this guy, JTJR. I don't even know. Like, whatever his name is, JD.
No, dude. If he brought it up the ladder, it was his idea all along the way.
Oh yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, fine work. I just want to say more.
Reckless speculation.
Thanks for the call, JD. Appreciate it. All right, so we've got two votes for sue their asses off and One guy called in to say, this happened to me, too.
They ripped me off, too, is what we just found out.
Yeah, I'm just...
I'm just excited.
I'm more... I am, too. I think this means cool. We've really made
okay,
it,
okay, here's
gentlemen.
The real question.
Really
we have a couple minutes here before we have to break, right?
Yeah, write that down's coming up.
Did we bring this up to Greeny when he joins us
oh,
next
absolutely.
Week? If he joins
yeah.
us next
100%.
Week. We confront him about this?
Yes.
Do I be nice about it, or do I bring the fire that I brought to this segment right now?
It's not confrontation. It's just a conversation.
Yeah, I think...
just have a conversation.
I think you feel it out.
All right.
Feel out the vibe.
All right.
He plays along pretty well too.
He does.
Well, he'd probably flat out tell us he stole it. Like it's not like he's gonna say, "You guys don't have that right." I've been thinking about reckless speculation for a long time.
Like I said, if he had told us, I'm gonna borrow that, or if he had given us credit on the show, I'm sitting here with no problem at all today. The fact neither of those things happened.
Here's my honest guess.
The fact neither of those things happened.
My honest guess is this: he's got all of these appearances booked, right? Like he's going to go on in Tampa. He's going to go on in Minneapolis. He's probably going to go on in Chicago, blah, blah, blah. The guy makes $6 million. He gets up at what time to do his show?
I don't even want to imagine what time you have to get up to do that show.
He probably thinks to himself, okay, I'll go on those stations. I'll be good because he was great with us. But if I get something, Winston to Tampa, a phrase, I'm using it. That's probably, and I'm not being sarcastic. I bet you he's like, I'll do those things. I'll be engaged. I'll be a really good sport. But if I get an idea, I'm ripping it off.
Because I'll give Greeny credit for this. A lot of guys will do those tours or go through the
They're
car wash,
awful.
As we say, and are terrible. They're just going through the motions.
Desmond Howard with Mackie.
Just bad.
Desmond was great the
with
second
us.
Time, but when it was
you.
Just me like 6 years ago, he was very confrontational. Was very
Matthew Collar and I, a few months ago, I'm not going to name names. We had a guest on Purple Daily. That neither of us were satisfied with when we hung up and went to break.
That same guest was a weekly guest on Royce and Mackey about 10 years ago.
My sources are telling me that guest might work at ESPN. No, I'm not doing my doogie.